This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Nowadays, whether it's a game, a movie, or anything else, you'll need to avoid social media like the plague and possibly live underground for a month to avoid a particular hyped thing being completely ruined. Many of the times this wasn't the case, and we were able to be collectively blown away, are from a time when the internet and social media wasn't as prevalent as it is now. With that in mind, in many ways, slipping a whopper of a reveal past millions more eager eyes is an even bigger deal, and some of the best games concealed their biggest secrets until after they were released. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com. And these are the 8 best gaming secrets kept before release. Also, there are notable newer game spoilers for Final Fantasy VII Remake and The Last of Us 2. Number 8, you play as Raiden in Metal Gear Solid 2. When Sons of Liberty was coming out, the hype was real. This was the sequel to one of the most well-received titles in gaming history, and in the build-up to release, it looked like all our dreams were coming true. I, for one, literally taped the trailer on VHS from a demo disc, just so I could rewind and watch it over and over. God, I'm old. Still, we watched Snake bungee off a bridge, his stealth camouflage crackle as he was revealed. The demo of the game that came with Zone of the Enders was utterly phenomenal, and everything pointed to a sequel where David Hayter's now iconic hero would be front and center. Then, after just a few hours of Solid Snake gameplay, it happened. You could even start the game as Raiden if you answered no to whether you played the original, but regardless, this albino newbie was here to stay. Yes, Hideo Kojima had pulled a fast one, giving us the rookie Raiden, codenamed Snake just to twist the knife. It was a true, actual WTF moment that literally no other individual could ever get away with. Number 7, Final Fantasy VII Remake is actually a sequel. It was the question on everybody's lips before Final Fantasy VII Remake. Just how faithful will this be? Well, the answer was more than a bit convoluted. Final Fantasy VII Remake follows the same general story beats as the 1997 release, but the end comes with a stunning revelation. Turns out Remake was a quasi-sequel, and the events of the original Final Fantasy VII have already happened. For reasons still to be revealed going forward, Remake's Aerith and Sephiroth both know what went down, and the latter is now trying to manipulate time to his own personal gain. Yes, that's some Tetsuya Nomura slash Kingdom Hearts business, and at time of recording, it's still very much up in the air as to how the rest of this story even attempts to play out, especially with Nomura now in a lesser creative role. This ending has split the Final Fantasy VII fandom down the middle, with some loving or hating the fact that Zack now appears to be back alive, and the fact everything from the Advent Children movie to the horrendous shooter Dirge of Cerberus is now main canon. Number 6, John Marston is gunned down and his son takes over in Red Dead Redemption. It might be common knowledge now, but absolutely no one saw this coming. When John walks out of his barn to confront Edgar Ross and the law, you knew it was about to go down. You just didn't know it was about to go down quite so badly. The game presents this whole scene in beautiful, terrifying detail. John is confronted by far too many people to take on, and you can use your Deadeye slow motion to try and take out as many people as possible. John dies regardless, bloodied and betrayed by the very people he was forced to work for. Immediately after, we pick back up at the gravesite of John's wife Abigail, as his son, tiny little Jack Marston, is now fully grown, taking over the reins to become the one thing John was raising him to avoid. The fact Rockstar recorded a ton of extra mission dialogue if you return to characters as Jack over John is also worth shouting out. Number 5, the sequel to Batman Arkham Asylum was in the game all along. This secret was kept so well that nobody outside of Rocksteady even knew about it until at least a year after Batman Arkham Asylum's release. It turns out Rocksteady were planning Arkham City before they finished Asylum. They were so confident that they'd be making another game that they hid a completely secret room dedicated to the plans for Arkham City. You'd never know about it unless you were either informed where it was or are just putting explosive gel on any surface you can find. The room in question is hidden in the Warden's office of the Arkham Mansion, and applying explosive gel 3 times to a normal-looking wall will blow it wide open. Inside, there's a very obvious tease to Arkham City. A blueprint hangs on the wall with an area of Gotham City highlighted, with an Arkham logo directly on top. Rocksteady continued this tradition of teasing their next game in Arkham City 2. If you go talk to Calendar Man after setting your console to the specific date Rocksteady was founded, he'll state that I was there at your beginning and I'll be there at your end. This references the close of Arkham Knight, where after Bruce walks into Wayne Manor, Calendar Man is then seen watching in the crowd. Number 4, PT is actually a teaser for Silent Hills. Has any cancelled game ever left quite a legacy as PT? Short for playable teaser, the PT demo took the gaming world by storm thanks to a chilling first-person atmosphere, and the fact that it was secretly a demo for Silent Hills, a brand new reboot of the iconic franchise helmed by none other than legendary game designer Hideo Kojima. Also, it was starring Norman Reedus, and it was co-conceptualized by Guillermo del Toro. The secret didn't last for long after Sony revealed the demo was available, as within hours of release, we all followed in completionist's footsteps to see the trailer ourselves, or we just watched it on YouTube. Regardless, this will always remain one of the coolest ways to reveal a game ever. It absolutely sucks that we didn't get the full version after Konami canned the whole thing, and PT has since been delisted as of the start of the 9th generation. Speaking of which, we actually have some of the only footage of the game running on PlayStation 5, which you can find on the channel. But unless all those tantalizing rumors ever come true about this coming back in the future, that's all we've got. Number 3, Samus is actually a woman. Metroid. It seems ludicrous nowadays that nobody knew that Samus was a woman back in the day, but when people first played Metroid on the NES, they didn't have a clue. Even most people who beat the game still didn't know, because Samus only takes her suit off if the player manages to finish the game in under 3 hours. It's a brutally tough requirement for a game where you have to draw your own pen and paper map to even get your bearings. Thankfully, sheer reputation of this reveal helped Samus become the iconic heroine of gaming, and Metroid Dread only elevated her stature across 2021. Practically putting her alongside Doomguy as one of the most badass space marines of all time. Overall, this is one of the best kept secrets in gaming history, and one of the best shock reveals ever. Number 2, the multiverse is revealed. BioShock Infinite. There's always a lighthouse. In the run-up to release and playing through BioShock Infinite, there was a big question mark as to how it all related to BioShock 1 and 2. With those games taking place in the dystopian underwater city of Rapture and Columbia now up in the skies, even through sheer art direction, they are notably distinct. Save for crossover on plasmids and vigors as your supernatural powers, for all intents and purposes, we accepted Columbia was just a different, separate chapter in the BioShock universe. Then comes the game's absolute mind-melter of an ending. It's revealed that there are in fact infinite LOL BioShock universes, all connected by lighthouses. Protagonist Booker DeWitt travels with Elizabeth into several of these realities, including Rapture, and we find out that the various tears between timelines helped everything from Columbia's advanced floating technology to the creation of Songbird, something that was always just a little bit too much like a big daddy. And number 1, Joel dies at the start of The Last of Us 2. The first Last of Us was well known for smashing you right in the face with emotional moments, so going into part 2, most of us expected something to do the same. What nobody expected was everyone's favorite gruff and lovable father figure Joel to be brutally murdered within the first few hours. To be honest, I literally don't know what the general consensus on this is. Everything back at launch was shrouded in a portion of the internet raging out over leaks, yet sales were still through the roof, with critical and fan scores notably positive. If you dare, let me know your genuine thoughts on The Last of Us 2 now down in the comments. Back to the game itself though, because alongside everything that happened with Joel, there was another hugely unexpected secret that we didn't realize until we got hands-on, playing as Abby. Yes, The Last of Us 2 forced you to play as Joel's killer for a significant portion of the story, making you realize what seemed like such an awful murder wasn't quite as black and white as you might have thought. It turns out that Joel was the man responsible for murdering Abby's surgeon father in the original game's closing scene, and she wanted revenge, turning her whole body into a living weapon. All told, living through Joel being beaten on the floor, especially as we all entered the pandemic and everything that came with it, makes this one of the most shocking moments in gaming history.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.